Well, this is our first Oh Boys gig in quite a while. I want to introduce the fellows to you. And if I knew all your names, I'd say them. But over on the bass, I'll just let you know who they are. Over on the bass from Nashville, Tennessee, but now living at his parents' house for the last couple nights, please make him welcome Mr. Mark Schatz. From Lexington, Massachusetts, really. Mr. Mark Schatz. He's got some family in the crowd tonight.
Hi, Mom.
And over on the guitar from San Francisco, California, and living near Harvard Square last night and tonight, make him welcome Mr. Scott Nygaard. Scott's the proud father of a year and some months old baby boy, who happens to be right here.
Cover
boy.
Top.
He's a cover boy. He's a little teeny cover boy up at the top of the magazine there. Cool. Joey Nygaard on Parenting Magazine. So Scott won't be able to, he won't be having to work for me very much longer. He's going to have a model son.
No, I'll just be stopping at every newsstand from the next month.
Let's see that melancholy moment. Folks, I have a new record out, you may know, and they've been playing it on the radio around here quite a bit. It's been a fantastic experience for me. And the old boys play on it all, and we're going to do some of the songs from that. I wrote this one here that we're going to start out with from, I wrote it with Fred Kohler down in Nashville, and we got together and sort of decided to poke holes in all the different country song titles and metaphors that we've known and loved down through the years. I mean, take for instance a song called Big Balls in Cowtown by Bob Wills. What does that mean? And there's a lot of them, really. We try to poke hole in all the ones we can think of. And actually, I like all the songs that I mentioned in the song. And one of them, though, is maybe not as well known. It's called The Rubber Room by Porter Wagoner. He recorded a song called The Rubber Room. And, you know, I can imagine somebody like Charles Mingus, for instance, going into the Rubber Room.
Who else? George Jones.
George Jones, maybe. But Porter Wagoner, no, I can't imagine him having, you know, committing himself or getting committed to an insane asylum. But anyway, he sang a song about the Rubber Room, so I thought I'd just tell you about that while I introduce the song. And the song is called Melancholy Moon. Not.